Now. Wayne Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Lane Mitchell Show Podcast number 55. This week we talk a little Raheem Jaffer, plus a little bizarre addition to a menu at a New York City restaurant. More on that, and special guest Ko, Toronto-based recording artist Ko, will perform in the Sonic Music Listener Lounge. If you like the podcast, tell your friends, and either way, don't forget to rate the podcast on iTunes. Be sure to join us next week as well, as we're joined by special guest Violent Soho, the band who does that Jesus Stole My Girlfriend song. We'll find out what that's all about. It's Lane Mitchell Show Podcast number 55. Thanks for downloading.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, do you think Iron Maiden's going to be too loud for a five-year-old? Do you think I'd be a bad mom if I brought him?
Not at all, but I would certainly do the ear protection thing.
Okay, and he won't look gay? People aren't going to beat him up?
First of all, who still says gay? And second of all, hey, I wear ear protection at shows. Does that make me a sissy?
A little bit, yeah.
See, it's not that I can't handle the volume. It's that I actually expose myself to a lot of volume.
Well, I mean, whatever you do to make yourself sleep at night, it's okay.
Well, no, I mean, bear in mind, I'm a guitar player, okay?
Yes.
And so, you know, by virtue of that fact, you know, you play in a band or something, it's loud, right?
Yes.
I spend my day, like, 8 hours a day in front of speakers.
Yes.
It's really a miracle I can hear you at all. It's one of those things where, you know, hearing is such a delicate, delicate thing, right? And it's so easy to damage.
Well, maybe I'll get him earplugs and he can wear a shirt that says, I'm not gay, I'm only five.
See, I don't know. I'm thinking at the same time, Iron Maiden, damaging his hearing is probably the least of the things I would be worried about. I would be more afraid that he would start thinking acid wash jeans are cool.
He will never think that. I have raised him properly.
Yeah. Or, Mom, can I get a skullet?
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Raheem Jaffer. Probably seen in the news. Former conservative MP Raheem Jaffer pleaded guilty to careless driving this week. Sentenced to a $500 fine. Well, the drunk driving and cocaine possession charges were dropped. They dropped the charges because they say, quote, there was no reasonable possibility of conviction. If you were a lawyer, please explain to me how this works. How bad of a prosecutor are you when you find cocaine in the defendant's car and you still can't convict him on drug possession? That is the charge. Drug possession. He had drugs in his possession. I mean, they found cocaine in his car. Is the defense claiming that somebody else put it there? Let me ask you this. What is more reasonable? A, that the cocaine belongs to Jaffer, the guy who owns the vehicle, holding the keys right now, or that a complete stranger broke into his Ford Escape without leaving any visible signs of forced entry and stuffed it full of drugs? I mean, does that happen a lot? You park downtown, go to get back in your car only to discover somebody's broken in and left you a bag of blow on the passenger seat? I don't know. Maybe I'm just not parking in the right places. Anyway, Jaffer paid his $500 fine. And as an act of good faith, he also donated another $500 to charity. Not sure which one, but my guess would be the, oh my God, I can't believe I got away with this foundation.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Hey, I want to talk about this thing you just mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
With Mr. Jaffer.
Yeah.
What I think happened, from what I've heard from people who are more familiar with the situation, is it was probably an illegal search of his car. The police screwed up.
Oh.
And so, like, they didn't, I don't know, didn't have probable cause or something, so what they found in the car would have been thrown out, and then if you know, they weren't allowed to find it, then it doesn't exist, basically.
Okay.
That's what I've heard, at least, because I know some people that are closer to the situation.
Well, yeah, see, that makes a little better sense to me. It's just, you know, when the media goes forward, you know, and I, granted, I'm part of this, but they start saying, well, they found cocaine in this car, yet we can't get a conviction. See, the only thing I thought was even possible is that they were going to say that, well, somebody could have broken into his car and left the drugs there. And I don't know about you, but that's never happened to me.
I also, you and me are in the same boat. I also have never been in a situation where I've, you know, found cocaine in my car when I've just, you know, gone to the grocery store, come back in. Oh, hey, look, a bunch of blow. Doesn't really happen.
Really? Where do you park?
Obviously not in the right places, you know. Definitely sure 118th could accommodate the breaking in part. Still not so sure about the leaving of the drugs part, but you never know.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
How can you not have probable cause if the guy's drunk driving?
Yeah, clearly this is a guy who has a healthy respect for the law.
Oh, without a doubt. He's who I'd vote for. No.
You know, when I read articles like that in the news, I'm like, get that lawyer's name.
For real, yeah. Yeah.
You know, if I ever just F up beyond all possible repair, that's going to be the one phone that, like, everybody should find that guy's name and tattoo his phone number, you know, somewhere invisible, you know, and when shit goes bad.
Or get fridge magnets made. You can make a fortune with this guy.
Oh, no, yeah, see, I want it on my person. So when I'm in jail, you mind reading me back that number on the back of my scrotum?
Love it.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Came across an article today that kind of tested my gag reflex a little bit. I'll read you the headline. Chef creates breast milk cheese. Yeah, chef at a restaurant in Manhattan, he made up this recipe featuring cheese made from his wife's breast milk. You look at the picture, it's cheese encrusted with maple caramelized pumpkin, Concord grapes. And yeah, breast milk cheese. Is that gross or is it just weird to the power of Michael Jackson multiplied by Marilyn Manson? Would you try that? I mean, most of us at some point in our lives have consumed breast milk. Would it be that weird? I'm just picturing, you know, maybe you're on a date. Go out to this fancy restaurant. How would you react if you're on a date and the other person ordered a dish made from breast milk? Like, could you even just continue to eat your meal normally, knowing that that's what they were eating on the other end of the table? Maybe I'm blowing this out of proportion. I don't know. 423-1029 or #1029.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell Podcast.
Hi, Lane. About the breast milk cheese thing?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. And, like, I'm a cheese freak. I'll eat just about any kind of cheese, but that is just repulsive. Like, I cringed when you were talking about that. So, no. That's just, like, ew.
If this dish were to ever catch on, this man's wife would basically turn into a full-time dairy cow.
That's just wrong on so many levels. It's creepy that you would think of doing that. It's creepy that you would, like, let your husband do that. It's creepy that you would make a food out of it. And it's even creepier that you would order it.
It really is creepy. On like, what would happen if you were on a date and he goes, ooh, I'll have the breast milk cheese encrusted with maple caramelized pumpkin and Concord grapes.
You know, I think I would just politely excuse myself from the table and leave. Like, bye. See ya. That's just wrong.
See, the funny thing is, if you're going to choose a nipple to have in your mouth, you want to go human, right?
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast.
I have a story for you. Well, it's not so much a story, but it's this. I swear to God, I'm not making this up. Years ago, I worked with a guy that could express something out of his nipples. Now, I don't know if it was milk, but he could express liquid out of his nipples.
Did he ever make you any cheese out of that?
Nobody made a fine curd.
He's like, hey, you guys hungry? Here, let me make you some cottage cheese. Hey, where you guys going?
Oh, my God. Never knew guys could express liquid out of their nipples.
I'm about to express liquid out of somewhere, but it's definitely not my nipples.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast!
What's up, Wayne?
Well, thinking about that cheese thing. I'd like to know how he sold that to his wife.
That had to be a weird conversation.
Can you imagine? I've tried to talk my wife into, like, you know, wearing matching Halloween costumes. And it's pretty well impossible.
Let's just role play that conversation, okay?
Okay.
Honey, I've got this great idea.
Hold on, I'm just breastfeeding the baby. What is it?
Well, it seems as though we have an excessive amount of breast milk.
I know, I've been jarring it.
Cheese is made from milk, did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really? And we're married? I'm guessing you're really good lucky because you're not very smart.
Yeah.
I was thinking that, you know, times are a little tough at the restaurant. Maybe we could, you know, make some breast milk cheese.
So, well, how much do you think you'd save, honey?
Yeah, see, Wayne, I think you gave it up a little too easy there.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Hey, you know, I just had a quick question for you. What show is it?
What do you mean, what show is it?
Well, you always count down your shows. And I remember last time I was listening to your show and I caught the countdown. It was really close to 3,000.
3,004 today.
Oh, I missed it by four?
You did, last Thursday.
Is it like some kind of a celebration or something?
You know what? I always thought there would be a big celebration, a big hoo-ha, but Champion was in that day, and it kind of came and went without too much pomp and pageantry.
Well, that's a celebration.
Yeah.
I suppose.
After 36 years, I should hit about 10,000 shows.
That would be exciting.
The way I look at it, it's kind of like in a factory, how they have, you know, like 5 days without incident. You know, it's kind of like that. It's sort of like 3,000 days without getting fired.
Well, hey, there we go. That is a good milestone. I should start counting my days and see how long I get.
Yeah, it's tougher than it sounds.
This is a Sonic Session.
Hey, Edmonton, this is Cole, and you're listening to The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 102.9, Edmonton's Modern Rock.
This one right here is called The Crack Song, and I'm from Toronto, where there's a whole lot of crack.
Keep selling ya, keep buying it. I keep telling ya, you a whole lot smarter than you think. Put a little bit more bourbon in your drink, come on. Selling. Thought about school, I put the books back. Went in the kitchen, I learned to cook crack. A little baking soda, little chach. You add that water and you got your rocks. Like, what you got on the corner, keep selling ya. Keep buying it, I keep telling ya. That you a whole lot smarter than you think. Put a little bit more bourbon in your drink, come on. What you got on the corner, keep selling ya. Keep buying it, I keep telling ya. You a whole lot smarter than you think. Put a little bit mouth, yeah. Smells like someone's, yeah, they cooking up that bullshit. And I guess I'm gonna let them cook up around me. And cause I know I gets to smoke for free, man. Ain't that the policy? And well, I want that food, man. You want that food, man. I want that food, man. And well, every puff you take's your mistake, yo. Bones and body gone, crack and shake. It's like, what's the guy on the corner keep selling you? Keep buying it, I keep telling you. It's you a whole lot smarter than you think. Put a little bit more bourbon in your drink, come on. What's the guy on the corner keep selling you? Keep buying it, I keep telling you. You a whole lot, you a whole lot smarter than you think, yeah.
So this next one's Kurt Cobain.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
Sharing. In my clockwork orange girl, well, like it should, and well, He got locked in cold storage, and you see that ain't good. He start thinking about memories. He ball up his fist and bang on the pipe. All the evil things I done, tear me apart, swallow me alive, and I only hurt somebody well when they deserve it, and I only hurt somebody well when I get nervous. It's that Kurt Cobain shotgun smile. And see, that's what he want. And see, that's what I got. I thank the good Lord, baby, that Kurt Cobain shotgun smile. And see, that's what he want. And see, that's what I got. Oh, oh, oh. I only know one dance, daddy, at Charleston on your skull and knees. These streets is filled with matadors who done tamed the bull. And I forgot about heaven, homie, cause it's clear we headed southbound. If I find out where you live, I'ma burn your fucking house down. I take my shotgun down to the river, they say I won't get wet. I seen people burn money, I see money burn people. There's just things I can't forget. It's that Kurt Cobain shotgun smile. See, that's what he want. See, that's what I got. I thank the good Lord, baby, that Kurt Cobain shotgun smile. See, that's what he want. Lord, that's what I got, Lord. I swear to God, Tommy, and I know you done want me. Ain't gonna play by the rules. There's snakes in the grass, there's wolves in the woods. God in his fair with fools. I got this good deal worked out downtown. They sell me lies cheaper than truths. And if you ever want to come down and meet my connect, I'd be happy to introduce. Yeah, and you swore that you didn't have no gun. But you lied, Kurt, yeah, you lied, Kurt. And you hurt everyone. And you swore that you didn't have no gun. You lied, Kurt, yeah, you lied, Kurt. And you hurt everyone. It's that Kurt Cobain shotgun smile. See, that's what you want. See, that's what I got. I thank the good Lord, baby, that Kurt Cobain shotgun smile. See, that's what you want. Now that's what I got. Yeah, I load it up and clean it. That Kurt Cobain shotgun smile. See, that's what you want. And Lord, that's what I got. I thank the good Lord, baby, I do.
But live, I'd be doing much more jumping and dancing. You know? We've got Ko here joining us in the Sonic Music Listener Lounge. Now, usually in preparing for these kinds of things, what I like to do is, you know, look around on the artist's website and, you know, do a little Wikipedia gossip digging and that kind of thing. And you don't even have a Wikipedia. Like,
I'm a baby in this. I'm just coming up. Yeah.
How long have you been in music? Give us a little bit of background about yourself.
I've been doing music my whole life, but seriously, 3 years now. I started as a rapper in Toronto, which as a white rapper is pretty much a joke. It's not going to happen, you know. So it was just more for fun, kept me busy, tons of free studio time. And then from there, I took the producers that I knew who were making me hip-hop beats, played the guitar, and they just used the MPC to cook me up drums. So no drummer needed, no band needed. Like, one dude with a keyboard and an MPC was my entire band.
The name Ko, where did that come from?
My birth name's Constantine, which got shortened to Costa, which just got shortened to Ko.
So what does a co-live show consist of then if, you know, you put together a lot of the stuff, the percussion and that type of thing based on guitar percussives and stuff?
Right now, it's a really simple setup. It's me with backing tracks, and it's a simple setup, but it's high energy, good fun, so.
I get the impression, you know, that a lot of the themes of some of your songs are about, you know, drugs and drug addiction and that type of thing. Is that from personal history or friends?
Personal history, yeah. Crack song was written about a friend of mine who was smoking crack, and I was like, you are screwed up, you know, you need to get your life together. And the song's like, what's that guy in the corner keeps selling you? You keep buying it, and I keep telling you, you're smarter than that, you know, like, bottom line. I mean, everything that I write about, truth, honesty, to a fault almost, like scaring people away sometimes, but what can you do? So
again, we've got co-joining us, Sonic Listener Lounge. You've got a couple more songs for us, one of which is Capable, which we're getting a lot of response to here at Sonic.
I'm loving that. Bless. Edmonton, you guys are wicked.
What's that song about?
It's about an ex-girlfriend of mine who was battling with a cocaine problem and living her life poorly. It's, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and she's now we're great friends, and she doesn't like the song very much.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
Baby got a little problem. Baby got a little problem. Baby got a little problem with the drugs, man. Baby got a little problem with the drugs, man. And I tried to stop her, well, but she loves them. And boy, I can't do nothing less one, man. Nose keeps on bleeding, but it's nothing, Lana. Lana won't forget when she said, I lay around the cell, so that it burns all night, and I pass around that Philly soul, so we can all get high. You see, I never knew, I never had a clue that, no, that you were capable of love, and well, she was capable of love. So leg a leg around your hip, so that it burns a whole night, and then pass around that Philly soul, so we can all get high. Shit, what up, Sonic? Yeah, Edmonton, feeling that all day. Oh, no, yeah. If baby keep on thinking, well, she gonna hurt herself, and baby keeps on drinking, cause she lost all her wealth, and yes, she loved that liquor. She wanna have my kid, and this ain't my problem, but Lord, be Jesus says it is, and then I won't forget when she said, I leg a leg around the cell, so that it burns all night, and I pass around that Philly soul, so we can all get high. You see, I never knew, not love, I never had a clue that love, she was capable of love, and well, she was capable of love. So leg a leg around your ear, so that it burns a whole night, and then pass me that Philly soul, so we can all get high. I'm so glad you phoned me. Her strong point was never loyalty. She never done it for me. I had to leave her and now she's just another story. When family passed around a 40, and she said she's so sorry, well, I don't believe her, daddy, so I lay around this cell, so that it burns a whole night. Then I pass around that Philly soul, so we can all get high. You see, I never knew, not love, I never had a clue that, Lord, that you were capable of love and the well, yeah. So lick a ling around your ear, so that she burns a whole night. And then pass me that Philly soul, so I can get high.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.